Listening. Emojis and risks. Emojis and risks. Teenage digital language exposed. Emojis have transformed the way we communicate, especially among teenagers. Although, at first glance, they appear to be simple drawings, they have actually evolved into a complex language that can contain dangerous messages. Have you ever wondered what those icons your children use every day really mean? In this article, we'll explore how young people use emojis to convey messages about sex, drugs, violence, and more. We'll also discuss how educators and parents can stay ahead of this emerging phenomenon. This knowledge is crucial for navigating the digital world in which children operate. Emojis, a coded language for young people. In today's digital environment, emojis are not limited to mere embellishments. They are evolving into an emotional dictionary that allows teens to express feelings and thoughts in a more subtle way. The new emoji chart is developed by For Working Parents, is designed to help understand this new language. This chart classifies emojis into various categories, showing how they are used in contexts that may be alarming to adults. Emojis are often associated with sexual innuendo and can relate to drug use. Other symbols can denote violence or self-harm. It is essential for parents and educators to understand these meanings in order to communicate with their children more effectively.
Challenges in cyber prevention. The use of emojis poses a significant challenge in the field of cyber education and online crime prevention. This is because young people use them to hide sensitive messages. Can you imagine a simple emoji being able to conceal a message about risky activities? For teens, this is a way to protect their privacy from adults. However, for security experts, it represents a new opportunity for dangerous messages to be expressed. Therefore, it is essential that educators and parents be aware of this transformation in youth communication. Excessive control is not the answer. Instead, education-based understanding and communication should be encouraged. Connections with extreme ideologies. One of the most disturbing aspects of this trend is the relationship between emoji use and extremist movements, such as incel culture. What began as a fringe group has evolved, and some individuals now use emojis as symbols of recognition. This use of codes allows members of these communities to communicate undetected, which can result in the spread of toxic ideologies. It's alarming to think that a simple icon can represent a connection to groups that promote violence. Therefore, it's important for adults to be aware of how these symbols are used in communication with young people. Representation in the media. Recently, the British series Adolescence, available on Netflix, highlighted the phenomenon by showing how a typical teenager uses emojis to conceal violent messages. The series has served as a wake-up call for parents and teachers, urging them to pay more attention to young people's digital interactions. Reflecting these realities in the media can help open dialogues at home and in the classroom about the use of emojis and their meaning. Strategies for educators and families. From an educational perspective, it's essential that the response isn't prohibited, but rather the promotion of open communication. Here are some suggestions. Promote digital literacy. Teach them to interpret and use emojis responsibly. Create safe spaces for dialogue. Allow young people to feel comfortable expressing their concerns. Collaborate with schools. Participate in workshops on cybersecurity and the use of emojis. Implement ethical monitoring tools. This can help identify risky behavior without invading minors' privacy. A language in constant evolution. It's crucial to understand that emojis aren't inherently dangerous. Rather, their meaning depends on the context in which they are used. In the hands of a generation comfortable with visuals, these icons become powerful tools for communication. Therefore, rather than being alarmed by its use, it's important to observe the context and content of conversations. Understanding this symbolic language is vital to supporting young people in their digital development, ensuring their online experience is safe and positive.